think you're gonna like it.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria up to 26 degrees tomorrow. Johannesburg and Ermelo 24. Rustenburg up to 28 degrees. The salaries of more than 60 Gauteng Health Department employees have been frozen as the department intensifies its drive to get rid of ghost workers. The Ziveza campaign, which means Show Yourself, was launched in October 2024 and is expected to end in March this year. So, according to the 12th edition report from the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners, ghost employees were one of the most prevalent types of occupational fraud. It amounted to 8% of reported cases. Gauteng Health spokesperson Motalatale Modiba says of the more than 85,000 workers on their payroll, a total of 31,345 were successfully verified.
We are now left with about 23,789 employees in the second phase who are yet to be verified.
And the Union Against Hunger was launched today. Professor at the Center of Excellence in Food Security, Stephen Devereaux, says food security in the country isn't a problem. He says there isn't enough food. Speaking at the launch, he ascribed malnutrition in South Africa to inequality and poverty.
We export maize. We import all food that we need. The supermarkets are always full. That's not the problem. The problem is lack of income, lack of access, lack of purchasing power.
Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa addressed the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Cape Town this morning. He maintains that the success of the G20 depends on a shared commitment to global economic stability. Anastasia Mokhobi reports he also called for stronger climate action.
Ramaphosa says more funding is required to limit the rise in global temperatures in line with the goals of the Paris Agreement. He says it must be done in an equitable and just manner.
We continue to advocate for greater concessional and grant funding to support the energy transition in developing economies.
He also called on countries to show more ambition in the fight against climate change ahead of COP30 in Brazil. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
Speaking about economic matters, the consumer price inflation rose to 3.2% in January this year, up from 3% in December. Chief economist at Econometrics Azhar Jamin says the increase creates scope for some good news.
Offers the Reserve Bank some further scope to reduce interest rates over the next few months.
Meanwhile, Cliff Shiko has the latest on the reconfiguration of the ANC in Gauteng that was announced today. He followed Secretary General Fikile Mbalula's address.
Mbalula says the reason for the reconfiguration in both Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal is to rebuild the structures ahead of the next elections. He says they are empowered by the ANC constitution to intervene when structures are underperforming.
The reconfiguration process is not a departure from the ANC constitution, but is in fact aligned with its provisions.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News in Midrand.
And I'm Marlene Fischer. Have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me, make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're in. Taking off your shirt,